the writing on the wall. When Nebuchadnezzar died, his son Belshazzar became the next king. And Belshazzar gave a huge feast to 1,000 of his lords. And in front of those 1,000, he drank wine. And they brought the golden vessels that used to be in the temple of the house of God in Jerusalem. And his princes, his wives, and various other women were drinking from these holy golden cups. They drank wine and they praised the gods of gold, of silver, brass, iron, wood, and stone. And then, the same hour, there appeared the fingers of a man's hand, writing upon the wall of the king's palace. All the king could see was part of the hand that wrote.
I can see it. Look, the drinking is holy gold cups.
That was very wrong of them.
And the writer on the wall said, "Meanie, meanie, taking your fasten," or something like that.
That's right. Well, let's come to that. Well, when the king saw this part of a hand writing on the wall, his face changed, and he got so frightened that the knots in his legs loosed up and his knees started banging together. And the king shouted aloud to bring in all the wise men, who were called the Chaldeans and the astrologers, and the people who could explain dreams. And so the king, Belshazzar, said to all these wise men of Babylon, "Whoever can read this writing and tell me what it means will be clothed in scarlet and will have a gold chain put round his neck, and he'll be the third ruler in the country." All the king's wise men and magicians came in, but they couldn't read the writing nor explain it. And then the queen, who was called in by the king, she came into the great room where they were having their banquet, and the queen said, "O king, live forever. Don't be so frightened and worried, nor let your face change like that. There is a man in your kingdom who's got the spirit of the gods. In the days of your father, wisdom and understanding, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. The king Nebuchadnezzar, your father, made him the chief of all the magicians and the wise men and the Chaldeans, because of this excellent spirit and ability to interpret dreams which he had. This person is called Daniel. Now let Daniel be called, and he'll tell you the meaning of this dream, of this writing on the wall." So Daniel was brought in before King Belshazzar, and the king said to Daniel, "Are you that Daniel, who is one of the captives from Judah, whom the king, my father, brought out of the land of Judah? I've heard of you, that the spirit of the gods is in you, and that you've got excellent wisdom in you. Now I've called the wise men and the astrologers in front of me to read this writing and tell me the meaning, but they can't interpret it. But I've heard about you that you can give explanations." Well, we notice that Daniel used to be the master of all these magicians. That's what he was promoted to, but now he's hardly known. He's just obscure. So he got out of it. It's like sometimes you might be in a situation, maybe at a party or at a situation
somewhere where you don't want to be.
That's right. Where you don't want to be, and yet you sort of have to be there, and you just fade away and get out of it as quick as you can. Well, that's what Daniel did. Daniel said to the king, "O king, the Most High God gave Nebuchadnezzar your father his kingdom and majesty and glory. And all peoples and nations and languages feared him because of what God gave him. But when his heart became proud and lifted up, his throne was taken away from him until he recognized that the Most High God rules in the kingdoms of men and places over it whom he will. That you, his son, O Belshazzar, have not kept your heart humble, even though you knew this, but you have lifted up yourself in pride against the God of heaven. And you've had brought to you the drinking vessels of his temple, of his house, and you and your wives and your lords have drunk wine in them, praising idols of silver, gold, brass, iron, wood and stone, who don't see, hear, nor know anything. And the God in whose hand the breath of your life is, you have not praised." So you see, God is holding our lives in his hands. And this Belshazzar hadn't humbled himself to realize that. And Daniel continued, "This hand then was sent from God, and the writing was written by God's hand. And this is the writing that was written, Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin." This is the meaning. Mene means that God has judged your kingdom and ended it. Tekel, you've been weighed in the balances and the weighing scales, and you are lacking. Upharsin, your kingdom is going to be divided and given to the Medes and Persians. Belshazzar then commanded that they clothe Daniel in scarlet and put a chain of gold about his neck, and he made a proclamation that Daniel was to be the third ruler in the kingdom. And I'm sure Daniel didn't really want that, because he knew it was all meaningless. And true enough, that night, Belshazzar, the king of the Chaldeans, was killed because Darius, the king of the Medes, attacked Great Babylon and captured the city. So, the wonderful prophecy that, or interpretation, came true.
Everyone was sleeping and thinking, nothing's going to happen.
They'd all been drinking, that's right. Getting drunk, using these vessels from the temple.
And then they get punished for it.
And then that night they'd have woken up. The Medes are here. The soldiers of the Medes are running around. And they killed him. So it just shows that no matter how great and solid things seem to be in this world, nothing is really that solid. And in the end, it will all come to nothing, as God has said. And it's God's word and those who stand for God's word who shall live forever.